From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Daily Freeman reports that Germantown's Waterfront Advisory Committee says an Amtrak report the train service says shows the need to limit access to the Hudson River near the tracks used by the railroad actually proves the opposite. The report, obtained through a Freedom of Information request, says that 19 incidents along the Amtrak tracks over an 8.5-year period did not involve access from areas where barriers are proposed. The committee wrote in an accompanying press release, and I quote, two of the right-of-way incidents were fatalities, though neither clearly involved trespassing on the right-of-way. One fatality was an Amtrak maintenance worker who was struck by a train, while the other victim was found dead near the tracks with injuries consistent with falling or jumping from a freight train, end quote. Another 5 incidents were not in areas where Amtrak is proposing fences or gates. The committee said, and I quote, during striped bass fishing season, there are often anglers along the tracks in vehicles, yet only one incident mentioned a vehicle, and it was in March, which is earlier than striped bass season, end quote. Amtrak officials did not comment on the story, but in an application being reviewed by the State Department of State, says that gates and or fences will prevent a, and I quote, train collision with either a vehicle or human being. This fencing initiative will be a beneficial activity as it will deter pedestrian and vehicular traffic from crossing where there is no advanced train warning system and trains travel in excess of 90 miles per hour, end quote. Residents, though, are upset about limiting access to the Hudson River. Under the proposal, Amtrak would, in Germantown, add 125 feet of fencing to prevent vehicles from entering an access road at the boat launch, 700 feet of fencing along the tracks at the nearby town park, and 245 feet of fencing at Chevoit Road and other barriers in Rhinecliff, Tivoli, Stuyvesant, and other towns along the Hudson River. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rachel Silberstein reports in Capital Confidential that Democratic candidate Pat Strong says State Senator George Amador won't agree to a candidate forum hosted by a nonpartisan organization before the November 6 election. Strong accuses Amador of dodging forums hosted by Congregation Emmanuel of the Hudson Valley and the League of Women Voters of Albany County. The League of Women Voters confirms that Amador's campaign has not responded to several requests to appear at the forum. Ellen Miller, a campaign spokesperson for Amador, said, and I quote, "We haven't received a letter, but the claim is disingenuous and simply not true. We have a debate scheduled on October 17th and several Meet the Candidate forums coming up in various parts of the district, one on October 15th as well as one on October 28th, end quote. Amador from Rotterdam is the 46th district senator, and Strong from Kingston wants to replace him in the district that includes all of Greene and Montgomery counties and parts of Albany, Schenectady, and Ulster counties. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Daniel Zuckerman reports in Columbia Green Media that an October 3rd Durham Comprehensive Plan meeting turned into a discussion about how the town should reopen the elementary school that closed 4 years ago. Most of the appeals to reopen the school were based on emotions rather than facts. Joanne Schilderheim of Durham said the closed school, which merged with the Cairo Elementary School, and I quote, "It's been very detrimental to the community, detrimental to our children. There was very much a cultural of, this is your community, be proud of it," end quote. The councilperson, Joan Breslin, said, and I quote, "A community is people who have a common sense of purpose, and without that, jobs and new people coming in are just more people coming into a place," end quote. The Durham Elementary School was closed because, at the time, it had under 140 students. Cairo Durham School Superintendent Anthony Taibbi said October 4th that currently the largest class size at the combined elementary school is between 22 and 23. Taibbi said, and I quote, "That's not an overcrowded size," end quote. There are no plans to start teaching students at the Durham building right now. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the sickly fox spotted recently in the Cedar Park Cemetery in Hudson is being hunted by the Department of Environmental Conservation, who want to treat it for mange. DEC officials do not believe the fox is rabid, and state-licensed wildlife rehabilitator Missy Runyon, who runs Friends of the Feathered and Furry Wildlife Center in Hunter, is trying to trap and treat the fox. Mange just causes itchiness for the animal. She said, and I quote, the foxes, spend so much time scratching and not eating or doing what they should be doing, which causes them to hunt during the day. Foxes with mange are often out when there is less competition, end quote. Runyon will use a box trap to catch the fox. According to the story, two other foxes with mange have been captured recently in Hudson. Anyone who sees a sick or diseased animal should contact the Wildlife Bureau via the Bureau's email, wildlife@dec.ny.gov. Read the full story at hudsonvalley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.